The Great Blue Heron Rookery is just west of the 14th Street Bridge.
I think this is the sixth year that the herons have decided to come back and colonial nest, so to speak. That's what they do. That's why it's a rookery.
The Audubon Society's Mary Elfner said there are some 40 great blue herons and a few pair of great egrets.
An island in the James River right downtown is the place they chose. It has a lot to do with the quality of the environment and the fishing that's available in the river, the fish and the shad. That's why they keep coming back, and they're very protected there because they're on an island.
She said the birds don't seem to have a problem with being surrounded by the city of Richmond.
There's a train track adjacent in two directions because it's right there just west of the 14th Street Bridge. So you've got that main line coming down from the western part of Virginia, and you've got a side track that goes somewhere close to the rookery. They don't seem to mind at all.
It is possible to observe the birds from the river's edge using telescopes and binoculars.
All they have to do is go park at the Pipeline Overlook parking area there at 12th and Canal, or they can go to a dirt parking lot at 14th and the flood wall, but it's not official. So the official parking lot is at 12th and Canal there at the Pipeline Overlook close to Christopher's Cross.
These are big birds, and it's easy to pick out their nests.
They go up to the tops of the trees and build very large nests made of sticks. They lay 3 to 7 eggs on average. The females are on eggs right now. We have a professional videographer doing a lot of filming for us. Dominion Resources gave us a grant to do a website, and we know that they're sitting on eggs because there's not a lot of action right now. When you look at the nest, you know, all you see are little female heads sticking up with some males coming in to feed occasionally.
The website is varookery, that's R-O-O-K-E-R-Y, .audubon.org. Some eggs, Elfner said, are just beginning to hatch. The Society would like to have been able to install a camera on the island to provide a live feed to their website.
But we couldn't quite figure out the best way to anchor a camera in this situation because the island is somewhat remote, and there's a lot of details that go along with webcams. So we decided to go the route of the webpage this year, but maybe next year.
The Audubon Society's stated mission is to conserve and restore natural ecosystems, focusing on birds, other wildlife, and their habitats for the benefit of humanity and the Earth's biological diversity. The Audubon Society has been at it for more than 100 years. There are some 500 local chapters across the country. John James Audubon, who died in 1851, was the dominant painter of America's wildlife. John Ogle, WCVE News.